WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? This is WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You have a copy? WSIV 944, no copy on WSIU 709. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WPW K438 radio check. WPW K438 radio check.
Copy radio check. That's loud and clear. WRUX 245.
Anybody on the net?
Copy radio check. I've got you loud and clear. WRUX 245.
Anybody on the net? Is anybody on the net at this hour? say something? If that was somebody late, please say my bad. I was on a frequency, my bad. This is WPW4438. CQ. WPWK438. Is anybody on right now? Out of curiosity.
WSJK 393 monitoring.
Morning 393, WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Good morning there, Bob. This operator is Sean. I'm actually sitting over here in my HP and the all waiting for word.
Roger that. Well, you be safe out there, and I hope you get to enjoy your Labor Day holiday, Roger.
Yeah, I think I will. It's nice to hear somebody out here. I didn't know if I was able to reach out this morning. shame ever place they closed, but people like to make money.
Roger that. Retired Army myself, so old habits are hard to break, yeah. I do more things before 9 o'clock than most people do all day there, Roger.
Yeah, I guess I understand that. I do maintenance at Target here in Midland. So we got to have all that stuff early in the morning. I'm actually amazed I could reach out there. I'm not sure where this repeater is, if it's in Barrington or where it is.
Roger that. I'm 25 miles south of the bridge up here in Sheboygan County, so radio sounds good. Enjoy your day, and good to hear someone out here in the morning. Take care, and pleasure having you in my receive. WRZP 544.
Oh, 544, you have a good morning. Little chilly out here. I rode a moped. But I will be clear. There's the
WSHF 567 monitoring.
URUP 244 in the round.
Yeah, good morning there. This is WRWB 489. What's going on?
I like your call letters because it reminds me of that WBRB radio station that I work for over there.
Yeah, somebody else said that too. I'm like, wow, out of all the, you know, call letters that they picked for me, yeah, that's bizarre, but it does sound like, yeah.
Or WBRB, yeah. Yeah, it was actually helping out a friend working over there. Didn't make a lot of money, but I helped him out.
Yeah, copy. Speaking of radio stations, I see 89X. They're back on the air.
Now, the Canadian company that owns them decided they were going to get more money that way than playing country because we were over inundated with country radio stations.
Like, how many different ones? I mean, you got, let's see, what's that one? 95.9. I think they're out of Canada. Of course, you know, WYCD. And then, what's that other one? 107.1. I think it's out of, like, what, Port Huron or something.
WRUP 244. You're forgetting the main one, 93.1. That used to be the old DRQ. That's kind of a country station, too. So 95.9 is Windsor's biggest one. I think that's why they've reverted back. And that'll probably affect our company because the station, over by where we are, was doing kind of medium well, but when 89X is out there, they really tanked.
93.1, that's a Christian radio station now. It's all religious.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't pay attention. I thought it was country for a minute, so. Anyways, I guess it's getting rave reviews. Everybody's happy that it's back.
Peripheral drink addiction.
He came in there. Go ahead, Sam, go ahead over there, toss it back over to Mike, and he'll toss it back to me. Go ahead, Sam.
Go ahead. I was just announcing I was out here.
Well, Michigan picked up a pretty big victory last night out at the Big House when I was already at home when they left the stadium. That would have been a crazy drive back from Ann Arbor in the middle of the evening. I would have to think back to you, Mike.
Watched that game yesterday. Was there a game yesterday? If there was, I didn't watch it. I watched the Tigers. They lost.
U of M played under the lights last night, and that town is pretty dicey to get into even when the daylight is up, so I'm sure everybody got home safely last night, but that's real crazy coming out of Ann Arbor, especially probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, people partying, you know, I remember those days, you know, going to these different college towns, you know, spending the weekend, and it gets crazy, especially like in Lansing and Central and Mount Pleasant, man, even Western.
USL on that, yep. Okay, I'm going to take a slight break here to kind of just monitor the situation. I'm up ready and clean. It's my longer day today on Sunday. I am technically off tomorrow, but I'm on call because somebody was ill over starting on Friday, and they're not sure if that person's going to make it back on Monday. But if they don't, I will make some good ching, ching, ching on Monday. We get double time and a half on the holiday. So I'm actually hoping this person stays home and I get to go to work, but as of right now, Monday, I am OFS. Back to you, Mike, and I will just be monitoring. I'll have this radio on and the other one on to see where that progresses. This is WRUP 244.
You know, I noticed what we don't have in Detroit no more is no, like, WJZZ or B98.7.
Okay, Mike, real fast before like I said, I'm going to stand by. I thought, and I could be wrong, I haven't followed this in a while, but QRS was kind of double billing. They were actually doing partial day, they were doing like classical, you know, Beethoven, stuff like that. And then the other half of the day, they were doing jazz. Now, again, that could be out the window. I haven't listened in a long time, but I do believe that was handling that situation. I could be, you know, you could check into it. So, okay, I'm a standby. You guys have I'll talk to you through the day.
Oh, that's right. WRCJ. WQRS. I thought that was classical. That was what? 105.1. 105.1. I don't know. It's been so long. It's been over, what, 30 years? Anyway, all right. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
You working today, Mike?
Busy today, if that's what you were saying. I had one guy, you know, I'm supposed to work with today, call me at like 3 o'clock in the morning and tell me that he was going into the hospital and that, you know, he wanted me to show up just so the company that's coming out to fix his lift. You know, it's supposed to fix the damn thing, but I don't know what time they're showing up. His phone shut off now. It's like, God bless it, you know. What do I do?
Sounds like the customer's got problems.
Yep.
sounds like you gotta go save him.
Well, his Hoyer lift, you know, it comes from that company. You may have heard of them. They're a big medical outfit. Not Benson's, but the other one. It's called Heart Medical. And they're a big conglomerate. And they claim that they only send new equipment to patients' homes. But a lot of times, like the parts in that, they're just, you know, they're refurbished parts. So his lift wasn't working last night, so I'm like, great. I'm like, I think it's the battery. Well, now they're saying it's not the battery, that it could be the actual actuator arm, you know, that lifts up the, you know, the arm. It's like, great, you know, the hydraulic arm's not working, the controller's not working or something, I don't know, man. Oh, boy. Anyway, Sam, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. See if I can't get a hold of him again. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
Copy all that I did, Mike. You have a good day. WFHF 567, I'm standing by.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
WSFT 902 and WSFT 793. You around? No contact. Station 902. Crank. WSFT 793. Still waking up. Not listening.
He's very quiet.
Why, what are we hunting out here?
Be waiting on that white going rabbit. 202, we're back quiet.
Alright. Well, don't be an idiot and do like the cartoon and stick your finger in the end of the shotgun barrel. Somebody pulled the trigger. Maybe the wabbit. Don't be doing that. That don't work in real life.
You know, I wonder if anybody's actually tried that before.
No. Like I said, I just woke up, but in my opinion, anybody who's ever tried that before has to be at the stupidest, lowest bottom of the intelligence chain there, okay?
And handless or fingerless. All right, Dave, man, wake up, man. We'll talk at you soon. WSBU 202.
Yeah, I was about to key up again and say that and probably missing a hand or an arm, half an arm or something, or maybe even a piece of shoulder if it aimed correctly. All right, man, I'll talk to you in the morning. Good morning time. See you, man. I'm going to drink my coffee and get myself awake here.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
How about station 902? You awake yet? WSZ 793.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Jesus Christ, I'm having problems this morning. I was trying to get back to WSHX. I think you said that's what it is. Damn radio won't key up. And I'm still half asleep. But I got that part. Good morning time to you, Kevin. And I'm just going to listen here for a little bit, finding an iron. You don't even bother messing why my radio won't be up. I'll deal with it as I go.
Copy that. Good morning to you too, yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you maybe in a little while or so. I'm going to try to get a hold of Sherman.
Yeah, I know it's not for nothing. I don't remember if I wished you a happy birthday or not. I know it's kind of stupid coming all of a sudden today. I'm bringing it up, but if I didn't, well, happy belated birthday to you. I meant to wish you one, and then I'm sitting there thinking, did I wish him one or not? I don't know. I'm all screwed up. All right, man, I'll catch you in a minute. I'm listening.
Copy that. WSHR 566. WSHR 566 to WSTU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSTU 844 WSHR 566. Clear monitoring.
WRPB 448. Good morning, community. This is Kurt, Groveland Township. I am monitoring.
Good morning, Kurt. This is WSHR-566. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Station 566. How are you doing? You got sunshine in your neck of the woods today?
Yes, sir, and cool temperatures, mostly sunny skies.
Yeah, copy that on the cool temperatures. I'll bet everyone out there in Radio Land's feeling about the same this morning. Yeah, on deck today, I'm just going to be outside enjoying these cool temperatures, maybe work on the lawn a bit, and eat, of course. I guess that's what we do on these types of weekends. What are your plans?
Well, I'm going down to the Detroit Fireboat today, have a picnic. There's a club that I belong to, and we're having a picnic there on the river at the Detroit Fireboat today, and hopefully get a ride on it today.
That sounds really cool. I spent a little bit of time on the river myself back in the day. My parents had a boat down there, and yeah, that's really impressive to watch one of those things up close let off its fire hoses. Whenever they practice it or just do it for a holiday weekend. Pretty impressive to be close. Hopefully you get to see all that. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yep, hopefully we do. We go every year. Last year I went on it, and they sprayed a little bit of water. But, yeah, they took us down to the Gordie Howe Bridge, and we came back. So that was pretty cool.
Well, you definitely got the weather for it today. I hope you have a good, safe trip. Pleasure speaking with you. I'm going to go ahead and reload this coffee, and I'll be monitoring again. Have a great day. This is WRPB-448, Kurt, and I am monitoring. Clear on your final.
Have a good day, Kurt. Nice talking. I hope to talk to you again. And happy Labor Day to you. And don't eat too much. WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
Good morning, 448, Kurt. WSSZ 793.
WRPB 448. Dave, how are you this morning, man? This is like, what, twice in 2 days?
Yeah, I don't want to give everybody anything to worry about, so I figure I better get in here and at least, you know, somebody can put the word out that I woke up this morning. But, I'm having troubles this morning, man. Jesus, the coffee ain't doing nothing. I'm trying here to wake up. I don't know what's happening. It's just having a hard time waking up a bit here, but I heard you in there, and I wanted to get in and wave good morning to you there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I know recently I was feeling lethargic like that, you know, and a little bit's one thing, but when it was happening every morning, I went and they checked my iron was down. I don't know, just a thought. I'm not going to play over-the-air doctor, that I am not. But, yeah, the ferrous sulfate 325 you can buy over the shelf. And, boy, after a couple of days of that, it made a heck of a difference. Just saying. I hope you feel better, my friend.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for the advice. I might look into it there. I don't know, yesterday I got up after 2 cups of coffee. I was rolling away, doing all right. I don't know, I went to bed early last night, and I just got up like about an hour ago or two. I slept that long. I don't know how the hell that happened. I usually don't. And I just seem to be I don't know, the coffee just don't seem to be, I can tell it's kicking, it, or something's kicking in now, so I'm starting to wake up, but, man, it, today was one of them, I'm sitting here at the table, listening to everybody talk out here, and I'm, my eyes are closing, and I'm dozing, and it's like, so I slammed down another cup, and hopefully it'll put me back in my, back into the game there, so, all right, very good, Kurt, man, you sound good. Glad to hear from you. Glad you're doing all right. You know, my good friend there. Make sure you know you're on top. You're in the top there. So we'll catch you in a minute, my friend. And what's all this? Oh, my fans. The Madara from my antenna turns my fans on and off on the in the window. Boy. But anyway, I'll catch you in a minute, my friend. WSFZ 793, clear after yours.
Yeah, sounds like you might want to change brands of coffee, maybe Death Wish Coffee or Blackout, who knows. Anyway, I hope your morning starts to come together a little bit better for you. I'll be monitoring on and off today, just waiting for it to warm up. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear and monitoring the frequency.
Roger that. 73 is here and yours. I'm listening.
I'm going to try again now that it's getting better. WS8X 293, monitoring Sheridan.
Good morning, WSHX 293. We finally got you up in there. WSFZ 793, Warren, Michigan.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely some wild conditions this morning, hitting that repeater down there through the Barrington.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I tried to decipher you earlier, and it just wasn't happening. But like I said, I figured if we wait a little bit longer, maybe a little bit more condition roll in and, you know, take you up into the repeater. Yeah, because you're a little fuzzy, but you're very readable there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I do believe I spoke with the repeater owner, and I think he's going to try to put a different PL call probably eventually, because the conditions are so strong like this, not only are we keen on Barrington, but apparently we're keen on four other repeaters too that are far distant, like here in Warren, and we picked up for a lot before.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that's going to take all the fun out of it. I don't want to do that. I'm surprised Jack, 488's not out here yelling down to you. I've always found that during the morning hours is when the conditions from other repeaters and everything come in. He does it at night. But I don't hardly hear any kind of conditions like that at night. It's mostly in the morning there, Roger.
Roger. No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's kind of cool. But the Moline repeater is set up so nicely that we're not hitting other repeaters, but we are picking up people from Wisconsin still. People literally will talk across the pond. It's really cool, though.
Yeah, it is. I like it when the other signals come running in the morning now and then. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's amazing how this stuff works. I'm still not smart on repeater theory or repeater technology or anything. I still got a ways to go there, but, you know, I just key up and I roll as I go there, okay?
The funny thing is, this is the only time I can get into the Barrington. Even though I'm pretty much right in my backyard, I'm only literally like 40 miles, maybe a little less. Sheridan to Barrington is about 40, 41 miles, I think. Can't get it down unless it's a good day. But once I get my good coax up, though, it's going to help a lot.
Yeah, in a way, coax is important. you run crappy loss, you know, crappy coax with loss to it, a lot of loss to it and everything, yeah, and then you run good coax with minimum loss, you know, most of you see everything's going out the antenna like it should be, so, but anyway, all right, man, well, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side, and maybe somebody else wants to get in here and wave hello. I don't want to be tying it up, so, good talking to you. Like I said, every time you key up, you're sounding better and better, so conditions are rolling in good there. But anyway, you take care and you have yourself a good day, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully. WSFZ 793, Warren, Michigan, and I'm clear after yours.
Alright, you have a good day. 73, WSHX 293, we're monitoring on the side, Sheridan.
WSIC 908, monitoring out of Lindsay, Michigan.
Yeah, we're getting them all over the place. Hey, I'm just going to jump in real quick, say good morning to 908. Good morning, time 908. And, sounding good. I can hear you pretty good. You're very readable. WSFZ 793, back listening. Roger that. I got most of that, and you started fading out. Sorry to say. I don't like telling people that, but they got to know. So, yeah, I got most of that, and then you started fading out and kind of lost it there in the mix. So, but just stay on it, and conditions will get right, and you'll come back in again like usual. I think conditions this morning are going to be pretty good for distant transmissions there. Anyway, I'm going to take care of my business. Good morning to you again, 908, if you can still hear me. WSFZ 793, Warren, Michigan, and I'm back quiet. Might as well get in there, man, because they're coming from all over the place. Conditions are rolling. I got a problem here, man, and I got to deal with here. So I just want to say good morning to you, and I'm going to get back out and deal with my problem here. So WSFZ 793, and I'm listening. The next three or four key downs, if I'm good. You're finally awake, man. I've been out here calling for you, man. Good morning to you.
Yes, I'm C902. Good morning, right back at you there, Dave. No, I've been listening for a while. I didn't hear you calling out for me, but I've been listening.
Yeah, I called a couple times. Conditions are running too, man. Got signals coming in from all over the place, and aside from having a hell of a time trying to wake up, my radio didn't want to key up. I was having trouble. My radio wouldn't key up. And I had to wait till I woke up a little bit more before I dealt with it. It didn't bother me at all. I pulled the mic plug and reseated, replugged it in again, reseated the mic plug. We'll see how it works now.
You on the Mount Clemens? It's working.
No, I'm still on Detroit. I key up the mic, and the green receive light would stay on, and it would beep. The radio would beep. It wouldn't go over to red to transmit. And then if I changed the channel and came back, it would transmit. And I don't know. And I just put it. I'm having such a hard time waking up today. I don't know why. And I just said, to hell with it. I'll wait till I'm awake, and then I'll deal with it. It ain't no big deal. I'm not going to, I'm not going to get stupid over it. It's just the radio. So then a little while ago, I pulled my mic plug and shoved it back in there to see if that takes care of it.
Yeah, you're working.
Yeah, roger that. So what's going on over there? What you doing?
Yeah, same thing as you. Just drinking coffee, waking up. Spent the whole day yesterday going through all my tools and sorting them all out. I don't know, probably about 5 hours out there going through all my stuff. So other than that, just kind of waking up, and I can go back out there again and finish it up, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I went to bed early last night, man. I just couldn't take it. And I was dozing off in the table and everything, so I went to bed because I didn't, I didn't sleep much the night before. Only had a couple hours, and went to bed early. And I got up about 8 o'clock this morning, and I didn't know the coffee just wasn't doing it. I was sitting there. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it didn't matter. It's just taking me a little while more today to wake up than usual. And then, like I said, I got on the radio, said hello to a couple people, and my microphone started malfunctioning. It wouldn't key. The radio didn't want to key up. And I just thought, oh, the hell with it. I don't care. I'm not going to get into a nut over it. But I'm sort of woke up now, so while I was, I pulled the mic plug, plugged it back in, and so far it's keying up every time, so. But said hello to some stations out of Ohio and all over the place. It was rolling about, just about an hour ago, man. Hell, I had stations coming in from all over the place, but I wanted to get at them, but my damn radio didn't want to key up, and so I just shut the mic down and said, screw it. So I think I got it straightened out. It might have been from me pulling on this microphone cord or something.
Yeah, roger that. No, I turned it on probably about 9 o'clock. I got up a little bit earlier than that. Turned it on about 9 o'clock. I heard you out there. So.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's not for nothing. I was going to say, I like this radio a lot, man, but the only thing I don't care for is the mic plug. It's not like your CB where you plug it in and then you tighten the ring down. It's like an Ethernet, the end of an Ethernet cord. It just plugs in there like you plug it in your Ethernet cord. It's one of them plugs. Whatever. I don't like that. There's too much that can go wrong if you're not careful plugging it in and stuff. So, but like I said, I think, and maybe, from me, I don't talk on the microphone hard, but when I'm talking here, there is a bit of a pull on the cord a little bit. It just made me think maybe it's unseating itself or something. So, Yeah, that's me. I'm just sitting there trying to, I still have a ways, little ways to go to fully wake up. But I'm working on it. WSFZ 793 ID.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee and watching the video talk. Kind of hanging out, so.
Yeah, all right. Well, go ahead on, man. Drink your coffee, get yourself together, and get them tools all stacked up and stuff. Give me a holler later. Might have you stop by if you feel up to it. I don't know. But, like I said, I'm still... My brain still has a fog in it, and I'm trying to get it out of there, so I might have to go hit the Keurig again and make it a little extra stronger this time. See if we can get things going here. But anyway, man, good morning time to you, my friend. You're sounding good through the repeater as usual, and we'll talk to you in a little bit after you get your act together there. We'll catch you in a minute. WSFZ 793, listening.
Yeah, roger that. There's a friend still up at Tampa.
I'm not sure. Usually she'd be home by now. I don't hear much activity, but I'm pretty sure they're home there because they're usually home by 9:30, 10. So, but I don't hear much. But then again, I ain't going to hear much activity out there even if they are home. So I'd say, yeah, probably. I'm sorry, I meant, yeah, they're probably home.
All right, roger that. Again, like I said, I'm just chilling out right now. Still trying to wake up, so I'll deal with you in a little bit.
Yeah, well, like I said, I have it on. No matter what I'm doing, it'll be on, so give me an hour when you want, man. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. WSFZ 793, and I'm on the side listening.
USHX 293, I have a second cup of coffee.
Yeah, roger. Well, the way I'm feeling, it might have to be more than a second. It might be a third and a fourth and possibly a fifth there, roger.
I hear you on that. Yeah, speaking of microphones, that's how my Motorola MCS 2000 I'm talking to you is on. It's got that RJ45 type plug on it.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, that, you know, I wasn't making a big deal about it, but I just don't care for this kind of plug because there's a lot that can go wrong, especially if you drink and you got it. Well, I don't drink, but especially if you're the kind of person who drinks and you go to, you know, you got a buzz on, you go to plug it in, you know, there's a lot that can go wrong, setting the pins all up, and I just don't care for that. I like the old, back when I was in the CD, I like the old type where you just plug the mic in and then you tighten the ring down and there it was, you know, no fuss, no muss.
I agree totally 100%. There's still a lot of radios that got that, kind of like that, but, the reason why I bought this Motorola is because it's a lot better than the Chinese crap they got online. Not saying they're all bad, but...
Nah, man, I got nothing against the Motorolas, man. That's top of the line. If you ask me, Motorola's top of the line. I think it's more top of the line than Kenwood or anything else up there. Always liked the Motorolas. Even back in the CB days, they made great CB radios, you know, reliable and pretty looking too. But they always, you know, that was their expertise was radio gear, so there it is. Love the Motorolas. Now, I'm just running a Chinese DB20 over here. Hey, if it gets me into the repeaters, it's good enough. I'm not one going hog wild over here with top-notch gear equipment and everything just to get into a repeater and, you know, say hello to my people. So, you know, the DB20 served me well. I've had it about a year and close to a year, 9 months, something like that, and it's always served me well. It's just today it started doing it yesterday, a little bit of malfunctioning, didn't want to key up, but I didn't fret over it. I figured it's just going to be something simple, I hope. You know, if not, well, the hell with it. Then I can always fall back on my handheld. But anyway, catch me in a minute. I'm gonna get up here. I gotta go fire up this period, man. Get me another cup. And I'll catch you in a minute, my friend. WSFZ 793. I'll be back.
With that, we'll be standing by. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Is Alex?
WSFY587, WFDM993, copy. WSFY587, anyone out there, copy.
WSFY587, anyone copy out there? Jamesy! Where you been, Dodd? Good morning to you.
Nothing really. I woke up around... barbecue. How about you? Are you borrowing the humor tomorrow, or did you do it already?
I don't know. You're going to have to find that clean spot, man. You're all fuzzy and wuzzy and sometimes unreadable. I'm all right, man. I heard you say something about a barbecue. I got nothing going on today. I'm trying to wake up still. Trying to get back into the play there, okay? Now, you're all over the place, James. You're all fucked up and, you're not making it, man. I can only pick up bits and pieces.
I'm going to move to a different location and see if you can...
Well, you're getting better. But anyway... Only a good morning time to you, James. And hope your day goes good for you, my friend. I'm going to get back here and listen and drink this coffee, man. On the seventh day, God created the Keurig. God was a genius. Or is still. And still, praise his name. Anyway, today being Sunday, I can say that. But anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Copy. I'll speak to you later. WSFY 587, clear. WSHR 566, WSGU 844. You got a copy? No full copy on WSGU 844, WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
What's the word on that model, Kevin? How far along are you?
Well, I just put the, I don't know if you want to call it the skid boards, you know, that goes from the back end down to the floor pedal, you know what I'm talking about, the sides. That was a pain in the butt to put on, but I got that on, and then now I got to build the other side, but I'm not going to do that later on until I come home after I go on that picnic I got to go to, so. But it's coming along. I might be done with it by tomorrow. I don't know yet. I got to do the front top panels yet, and the lights in the front, and I think I'm just about done with it.
Yeah, all right. Well, it sounds like you're rolling along good, man. Take your time and do the job right. Like I said before a couple of times, I look forward to seeing it once it's all together. All right, man, I'm going to let you go ahead on and see if you can get a hold of the Sherm. I don't know, man. Let's see. They might have got into the spirits last night, and God knows if they're even awake yet. Who knows? But, all right, I'll talk to you in a minute. WSRZ 793, I'm listening.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. I'm going to shoot you a picture of what I got done so far. WSHR 566, clear mind.
Yeah, shoot it to my Facebook. Don't shoot it to my phone. My phone might not accept it.
WSGH-922, Mobile 1 to Mobile Base.
WSGH-922, Mobile 1, go ahead.
Heading into Walmart, copy?
Alright, watch out for those guys with knives.
Will do.
WSGH-922, clear.
WSOZ 793, fully awake, monitoring.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
Hello, Chad. Good morning to you. WSRZ 793, what's happening?
Well, not much. Just getting the day started. That's about it.
Yeah, about the same here. Trying to get the day started and get my head cleared and get everything going, and it's all working, man. That coffee wasn't working this morning, but this last cup, I think, is doing its job finally. So, anyway, someone get in there, wave good morning to you, and
sounded good to the repeaters and everything, and hope you have yourself a good day. Talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger, roger. Same to you there, Dave, as well. WSBM 993 will be back monitoring also. WSGH922 to mobile base.
You got the base, WSGH922. How you doing?
Not too bad.
You're sounding excellent.
Yeah, you're sounding great today, too. What you got planned?
So I got this hot blonde coming over today. Her name is Jennifer.
Gonna do some cooking?
You smell what the rock's cooking?
LOL. Too funny.
Does Jennifer have a friend? Dave's looking for friends.
Sad to say, I really don't have any.
All right. I just gave it a shot, that's all. What the hell?
I'll keep you in mind, though. Never come across some friends.
All right, I appreciate that. Anything I can use a lot more of is friends there, okay?
Dave, have yourself a good holiday weekend.
And you do the same, Jennifer and Greg. I didn't mean to get in there. I just screwing around. WSOZ 793, and I'm back listening.
It's all good. WSGH 922, Mobile 1, clear.
Drive safe. See you in a bit. WSGH 922, base clear. I just want to throw in there, Greg. She sounds pretty good on that handheld, man. Fully clean. No noise, no nothing, man. Right up in my receiver there, okay?
I can hear you guys actually very clear, too.
It's that little TID radio, H3.
Yeah, this can get addicting, I can see.
Yeah, just keep your eyes on the road there and focus on driving there.
Roger that, boss.
And I know you're on a handheld. You got to hold that up near the window, stick it out the tip, just outside the window, and hold it straight up and down.
The armpit tickler?
Yep, good old Sean. I'll never forget that one, the old armpit tickler. WSIK 839 listening. 9 sounding good off the Flint repeater. Station 488, Station 488, Jack, you out there? WSGH 922. No copy on Jack, WSGH 922, clear.
Yeah, 329,
Monterey. 329, I got you in there, but you're a little bit staticky. Yeah, I can't make you out there. Yeah, you're just not making it, Tim. Not even making it at all. Sorry about that, bud. I can't make out anything you're saying there, so WSGH 922 up, clear.
This is WSGH 979 with the Sierra Delta 979, WSGH 979. How's everyone doing?
Doing well, 979, WSGH 922.
That's awesome. Am I going in clear?
Yep, yep, I can make you out 100%, no problems.
Yeah, that's great. I just figured, you know, I hop off on here and have a really get on the mobile radio service network here and ages in a few, and, you know, so I don't know, say hi to everyone, so, yeah.
Yeah, what was your call sign there?
WSGS 979, Whiskey Sierra, Delta Sierra 979.
Okay, 979, I got you. I'll write you in the log here. First person was Greg here. I'm over off the Flint repeater.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I guess I'm using the Flint repeater. Flushing actually, but yeah, things are cool over here in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, did you say you're in Flushing?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, you're not far from the repeater. Yeah, you're sounding good.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Thought I'd hop off here and monitor a few. But it's been a pleasure talking with you. I figured I'd let you go and contact a few people. This is Stephen, WSUS 979, clear monitoring.
All right, Stephen, yeah, nice to meet you there. Reach out anytime. WSGH 922, I'll be listening. WRQI 704 on the repeater. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Afternoon, 704. WRNW 329 returning.
WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
Good morning, Tim.
Jack, an early afternoon to you.
Yeah, it looked like afternoon. I was busy a little bit, that's why. You said 329, go ahead.
How's everything going today? I think I skipped the station by accident here or something. Hit the button.
Sounds like you're on a handheld outside.
No, I'm in the mobile. In the mobile downtown, making my way home.
I see. You're on a Detroit repeater?
I'm on the Detroit repeater right now.
I'm good.
I didn't hear you, Jack. What was that? Try it again.
You're sounding good. You're sounding really good. Is that that TYT out there, 9800?
What I'm talking on here. I was hitting the repeaters on the Ohio border, but it was all broken up, I guess. Another gentleman said in and out. I just crossed out of Ohio and I was trying to hit the repeater. It hit it, but guess it was all broken up. Wasn't close enough.
That's what I heard. There were a lot of people from Ohio coming in. Must be the band opened this morning.
It was pretty good this morning. Actually, I was in Lima, and but I was on the 2 meter. I was talking back in the Indiana. I guess I was like about 50, 60 miles away. The guy said, oh, radio sounding good. So that's not bad. I wasn't sure how close to the border, but something like that.
See, the 2 meter will take you a little bit longer than what a GMRS. But the GMRS, if it connects to the area, will take you longer too. But the 2 meter, yeah, it doesn't do that bad. Sometimes you cannot get whatever you got. And I don't know what the frequency you were using.
I'm not sure what frequency I was on. I got a name programmed in it, but I don't remember what the name was. So I wasn't sure exactly what frequency. But I think that repeater's in Royal Oak or somewhere like that. But it got the same tone and everything.
That double nickel, that 442-550, that's the one. Well, that's not in Royal Oak, that's in Warren. I don't know any repeater in Royal Oak.
I was guessing from my memory, which ain't too good. So I say I had a name programmed. This is my initials programmed in it. So I'm not sure what the frequency was. I want to get stopped. I could probably look at it, see where it's located.
I just put up another GMRS repeater there in Ohio. It's 575. And I don't know what's a BL. They just put it there and right by Cleveland. They put it. And I can, sometime I did reach it from here.
Okay, I'll have to look at it. Most of the PLs are all the same, I believe. I don't know, but it could be if it's not sure if it's connected to anything else or not. But, maybe I have a different tone. I'll have to do an internet search and see what comes up.
That repeater is a very powerful repeater. It's a 575 repeater there in Ohio. They said it's good repeater. That's what I heard.
It's got good height on it. It definitely be able to get out there some distance. The one I was talking out of the 2 meter in out of Ohio, he said that repeater was like 200 feet up, so that's probably why I was hitting it so easy.
That gentleman probably had his own repeater 200 feet up, but it's not much, really. That's his own repeater. That's what it is.
He said it was a club. He told me the name of the club, and he did mention something about a swap meet going on there in Ohio next weekend, I believe.
Oh, I don't know nothing about next weekend. I really don't know.
When I get home, I get a chance to do some research, see what swap meet it is, but it's probably at least 2.5 hours out.
Oh, I see. Now, where are you at now in Detroit?
Headed home now. Not far from 8 Mile, headed northbound.
What do you do? You have the back door open again?
It's wide open. Spending money. There's down a big flea market down there all weekend. Got a little bit of everything there. Whatever you want to buy, a lot of junk and just some good stuff, some a lot of junk. But I don't mind looking to rent a golf cart, drive around for the day, fun stuff. Enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, that's what I got in my mind, getting a golf cart, go around the neighbor and all that. That'd be nice anyhow. All right, keep that back door shut down a little bit. Just a little bit here open, no problem. Take care. WIUG 48.
Hi, Jack. Nice talking to you. And we'll catch you a little later on the Bay Anderson. WRNW 329. We're clear for now.
Good morning. I don't know where you've been. I was trying to shout for you for last week. Couldn't find you.
I know. I've been in and out. Busier than hell here, Roger.
Yeah, that's right. I shouted for you early morning anyhow. I'm busy too here between cleaning up and do this and do that. It is still this final work out there to be done, believe me.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I didn't even get that Jeep in the shop, get them brakes taken care of yet, so I ain't got no mobile. So yeah, I've been kind of out of it and helping this buddy of mine and big cat to the veterinarian, get his surgery on that, and been pretty dang busy there, so been not too much on the radio, copy?
I do that, yeah. Well, good to hear you out there. Well, this morning the band was open. I had a lot of people from Ohio came in this way.
Copy that. I didn't even turn it on until just a while ago. I'll have to keep it on all the time. I'm going to go out in the backyard in a little while. Look at that handheld and see how it's doing. I just charged it up. Use that a little bit. I put that little tiny antenna I got, mag mount, 13-inch one. If I put that in my car, maybe, and I can use that handheld in there.
Use it with a 2x4, that handheld, if you want to do that. Use it with a 2x4. It'll pick up better than I guess. That it's got to be that if you want a GMRS, it's got to be 5/6 or half. One of them two. He do good out there with a 5/6 and a half. So you got to put one of them on.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I'll use that Radio Oddity handheld. Try that one in there. It seems to work pretty good. It holds a good charge, too. Copy?
And always, that the Oddity DB20 is a good radio. Anyhow, I'm going to let you go. Because I still got, I gotta get up and do something to do. I have things to do here. We'll talk later. And good to hear you out there. WIUG 488.
Hey, Roger, that Jack. All right, have a good morning. We'll talk at you this afternoon or something. WIZX218, and we're back on the frequency listening.
WSGH922 in the side-by-side.
In the side-by-side, it sounds good for that side-by-side with that 2x4.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering, I'm on the Mayville repeater right now, sitting in my driveway. I couldn't hear you guys going through the Flint. I'm going to switch over there and see if you can hear me.
If you got that 2x4.
Yeah, I just went over to the Flint side and called you.
That's better and louder. I don't know why, but it's better and louder. Right, Randall?
Yes, sir, Ray. Louder.
So you say it's better and louder on it. Right now I'm on the Mayville.
Hi, Randall.
You got a little bit of, you can tell the distance from Mayville, though.
Hey, you know Randall by the airport there?
Right.
Station 922, you still out there?
Yeah, I got you, Jack. You can hear me?
Break out there. Stand by for sure. Brando, how are you sound out the other way?
Loud and clear, 922. You're 922, loud and clear if you're on the Mayville now. Or the Saginaw, which one?
Okay, yeah. Thanks, man. I'm actually on the Mayville right now. Mayville. When I go to the plant, I can't hear you guys for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
I got a copy on your Mayville, just a tiny bit of bacon frying, not bad.
Alright, cool. I'm sitting in my driveway in a side-by-side with the GB20G and the Comet 2x4.
Hello, it's working for you.
Great, 922.
Go, 922.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Greg know, WSRZ 793 here. I just wanted to let Greg know when he went into the Flint repeater, I should have heard him, and I didn't. There was nothing. I could only hear him through the Mayville. When he went over to Flint, I didn't hear anything either. So I just wanted to throw that in. That's all. That's just wanted to throw a quick one at him. WSRZ 793, back listening.
Okay, Dave, yeah, it makes sense to what I'm hearing, what's going on here. Okay, yep, I'm on the Mayville now, so, all right, man, thanks. We're going to hit the road. WSGH 922, we'll be side by side.
Hey, Randall, take care. WIUG 48, 922, go ahead, we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, yeah, give me a shout later. Let me know what you're up to. WSTH 92, I'm clear.
WRZX 218, we're over and out.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSGH 922, the side-by-side.
Station 922, go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, we're just an hour road of about 30 miles an hour here down a county road.
Sounded a little bit noisy because, you know, because they're side by side, that's why. Otherwise, you're coming in clear, your audio is good, and your signal is 5x9.
Okay, yeah, it should be a lot better if I was on the Flint repeater. I'm on the Mayville. But, all right, very good. Beautiful day out here, man.
Take care, good talking to you. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. WSGH 922. We'll be clear.
Well, I was Bob this morning. WIUG 48.
WPWK 394. WPWK 394. Radio check. Radio check.
Radio check, we have you loud and clear here in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544. Jack, back to you, sir. WIUG 488. Living a dream. Beautiful 73 degrees here, a few clouds in the sky. It's a great day for the bridge walk. Roger.
Is that radio check? Are you on a handheld or are you on a base station?
Currently on the HT, sitting out in the picnic bench in the front yard enjoying the day. Roger.
You're sounding good, Bob. I wonder that station out there was it for a radio check. It got a little bit of crinkling here, but he's sounding good anyhow. So how is the weather by you, Bob?
73 degrees and very little breeze today, and it's a beautiful day up here in northern Michigan, Roger.
Well, 73 here too right now. It'd be going up to 74. It's really sunshine and a beautiful day. There's not much wind going on at all.
Do that. I'd say maybe there's a knot and a half of wind here out of the north-northwest. So again, Jack, you and yours have a safe Labor Day. Always good to have you in my receiving home, sir. Fourth Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear, monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
Hey, Bob, good talking to you this morning. Take care, we'll talk again. WIUG, where it is.
WSBM 993 on the mobile monitoring.
WSP 903 you got it on? WSFT 902 973, you got it on?
Yeah, I got it on, man. I'm still having trouble with it keying off. Go ahead.
You want to know that you want at least 5 of them, right?
Damn thing, man. Let me get back on you real quick. Let me do a quick check.
WSFT, standing by.
All right, I'll roll with that.
All right, Roger that. Like I said, I don't know when I'm going to bounce that way, but I'm trying to finish doing this, getting this done up, what I got to get done here. So I'll put it on you before I head that way.
Yeah, not the same thing. I don't know what's going on. I'll probably have to do a factory reset or something. It was working all right all day when I screwed with, since I screwed with the mic plug, and now it's doing it again, so ain't no big thing. Yeah, all right, give me a holler before you head out. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm back listening.
Got some Deox in it. Try that.
I guess it would be better than picking it up and dropping it on the floor a couple times and see what happens. I don't know what's happening here, man. It's not a big deal. It's not upsetting me or nothing. I don't care. I got the handheld anyway. The worst comes to worst, I can go over to the handheld. But I'm just curious as to why the hell it's deciding to do this now, but ain't no big deal. Just give me a holler when you're on your way.
David used that all the time, and it did heat up a few times, so it could have just deoxided, you know, I'm just saying. It probably would help either way, so...
Yeah, but I got a fan blowing across and everything. It ain't hot. Not getting hot or nothing. You know, it's nothing, Noah. Like I said, it ain't nothing. I actually, to tell you the truth, I really don't give a damn. But if I get around to it, I'll figure out what the hell's wrong with it. It don't matter to me right now. As long as if I change channel back, it'll key up, but I don't care.
Again, before you put the fan on it, you was heating it up, is all I'm trying to say. So, it makes sense to me to spray the inside of the cord, not the radio, and plug it in and out a few times like we do with all the guitar amps and stuff like that. It might help. Go now.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I've already thought about that a little while ago. I thought about doing that. I guess I can, too. The can's right up there, so I thought about doing it, but then I've been busy watching YouTube zip ties and bias flies and stuff. I really haven't really been keying down, and I've been hearing everybody talking, but I haven't been keying down too much. So, yeah, that's no big thing. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yes, I see.
About a 902, you still in there?
WITG 959, WSBM 993, you got it on yet?
WSBM 993, go ahead, Rick.
Hey there, bud, how you doing?
How are you doing? How about yourself?
Same. Hey, I got a question for you. Do you still have that little magnet mount Motorola antenna, and are you using it?
What antenna are you referring to?
That little 6-inch Motorola magnet mount you had that came with the Motorola radios. Just wondering if you were using that, and maybe you'd be interested in a trade, like I'll trade you that power supply you wanted for the antenna.
I have the antenna that you're talking about, the one that I had that I brought with the mobile, right?
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah, I'm using that for the Motorola radio, actually.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering. Don't want to put anything too big on my vehicle, so just just thought of that. And if you weren't using it and you still wanted the power supply, we could make an arrangement. But if you're using it, that's cool. Good deal. Is it working out good for you?
I haven't really used it too much yet, but I'm going to try to get it going here soon, probably.
Cool, cool. I use this Motorola handheld every day. It's all I'll use for the GMSR, and then I use it on digital, too, and it's still the best radio I have. I've got another mobile in the car, and it's that one I was using for a base for a little while there, and it's nothing compared to this little tiny 5-watt Motorola. It's amazing.
Yeah, copy that one for sure. I haven't really heard you on much lately, man. Haven't really been on much, eh?
Nah, I'm pretty much listening all the time. I just don't talk that much. If I talk too much, it gets a little painful, so I try to limit it. But still going through the same crap. So unfortunately nothing's changed there, but yeah, like I said, it's always on, I'm always listening, so if you holler out, I'll be here, but I just don't talk as much as I used to.
Yeah, copy that one. Well, hey man, thanks for reaching out, always good to talk to you and hear from you, man. I'm glad you're doing okay and you're hanging in there. Hopefully everything's going okay with the other stuff, the health stuff or whatever, you know, so hopefully things get better with that, but thanks for reaching out, at least, my friend.
And if you still need that power supply, it's still available. Actually, I got two of them now that I'm not using. One is that little 7-amp that you were going to get before, and then I've got a 30-amp, too, that I bought. Well, I bought one, and they sent me two, so I've got an extra one.
You said you have a 7-amp and a 30-amp, eh?
Yeah, I bought the 30-amp for the new base radio that I bought. I've got that big old FT847 running now. And I bought a 30-amp for it, and like I said, they sent me two. So, their boo-boo, my gain, I guess.
Roger that. Which is the one that you have for sale or whatever then? Which one, the 30 or which one?
Either one. I'll do the same price on either one.
Yeah, like I said, I'll get with you or whatever. Probably, I don't know, probably won't be until next month or whatever when I get paid again, so, But, yeah, I'll probably get with you around that time for sure.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, if you grab that 30-amper, that'll be really good for you because you'll be able to run multiple radios, especially if they're all just GMRS or, you know, nothing over 100 watts, basically. But you could probably run two or three 25-watt, 30-watt radios off the same damn power supply, so... That way you'd have plenty of power around for it if you ever needed it.
Yeah, copy that. So it's got a cigarette lighter plug-in on it, too?
It does.
Awesome. All right, Rick, sounds good, man. Thanks for reaching out, my friend. We'll be in touch for sure. WSBM 993 will be monitoring. Clear.
All righty there, kid. Have yourself a good rest of your day there, and I'll be back on the monitoring side. WITG 959.
WSFP 902, WSFZ 793 calling. no contact, station 902, WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet listening. SAL 946 monitoring.
WSHR 566 WSTU 844, you got a copy? No copy on WSHR 566 to WSTU 844, you got a copy?
you SBM 993 radio check.
WSIP 284, I could read your chat, but somebody's got their mic open.
Roger that. Appreciate the radio check. We found an update out that way. Thanks. Appreciate it. Whoever's got the open mic. Someone's got an open mic.
SHF 567, Sam, I am out of Warren monitoring.
WSBM 993 in the mobile monitoring.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSHS 567 waving, Dave.
Good afternoon, Sam. What's going on over there?
Granddaughter's 10th birthday and she's being a snot nose. She can't make up her mind what she wants to do, okay?
You might want to be a little careful with that because she makes up her mind, might want to do something that's a little bit above your capabilities. not health-wise, whatever word I'm looking for. You know, we all get old a little bit, man. We start losing a little bit of that, but well, happy birthday to her.
How you doing today? Anything?
I dragged up this old mobile CB I had laying up on the table there. I had something to screw around with. And then 902 WSFP 902, my friend Frank, he stopped in and we shot the bull while he played on my guitar. He just left a little while ago and I just figured I'd sit back and see what's happening there, okay?
Right on. Sounds like fun. No bell.
Yeah, what are you going to do on a Sunday, you know? Yeah, I had a good time with him over here and stuff like that. It's been a pretty good day. Nice weather, man. Damn nice weather out there. And I don't know, man. Maybe take the 10-year-old out on the cart and let her drive.
She's a good driver. She likes to drive, definitely. I was thinking about taking a go-kart racer, but she don't want to do anything today. I don't understand. I think she might be a little upset at her daddy.
Yeah, that or put a hand to her forehead and make sure she's all right. Where's their go-kart racing? Oh, yeah, T.J. Barrymore's, right?
Yep.
Yeah, is that the only place now around that has it?
All of them up there. There's one other place. I don't know where they're at.
Yeah. When I was in my teens, there was one up at 10 Mile and Gratiot. And I put in an application there to be a mechanic, to work on the engine. They were running them Kohlers and them three-horse Kohlers or whatever. And they hired me, but they didn't hire me as a mechanic. I was one of them guys that had to go out to the track and point at people, no, 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 and all this other stuff. I got ran over once. But long story short, made some friends there. And one night we closed and the boss wasn't there and we cranked up a couple go-karts and we took the wires off the, they had a wire going on the throttle, so the throttle was for insurance purposes. The throttle can only open so far. We popped the wires off and we were racing them around the track. And coming around the turn, and I seen the boss standing there. He's got his fingers up. Pull him in. So he goes, well, he says, you guys like the speed, eh? I still remember this to this day. He says, you guys like the speed, eh? Okay. He said, well, why don't y'all come speed on in on Friday and pick up your chest because y'all fired.
Sounds like what an incident I had when I was 17. I was working at a Chinese restaurant, and I made myself a drink one night after work. He goes, what do you got in there? I said, just Coke. He took my drink and smelled it. Oh, you got alcohol in here. Samuel Parkinson!
You number walk out. You go home. You're fired.
Just like that in his Chinese voice. It was funny as hell.
Yeah, it sounded funny as hell. Yeah, those are the good old days. Yeah, I was up. I ain't been up to the one at T.J. Barrymore's. I think it was 3 years ago. With 902, in fact, that guy that was just here. I was living up north and up in the thumb there, and he came and got me and brought me down to his house for a weekend and took me to C.J. Barrymore's Inn, and I was on the go-kart then. That was like, oh God, man, that had to have been about 10 years ago. So, I just wondered if there was any other go-kart tracks around besides the Barrymore's.
Michigan Fun Center at, be fun before the closing, please.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, what you saying, you don't think she wants to go right? So usually anybody, and even girls, wouldn't turn down the opportunity to go run go-karts, man. Usually, you know, yeah, where to go? That's why I said maybe you had to put your hand across her forehead and make sure, make sure ain't nothing setting in there, okay?
Already a professional driver, man. She's been driving that golf cart around since she's been 5. You know, 5 years now, that's pretty good. Stops and yields and everything. Even moves over when cars are coming.
Hey, Shermanator, where's Shermanator at?
Yeah, man. Keep some rice, what I always say. Alright, Sam, my friend. I'm gonna go ahead and get on the monitoring side here. I gotta finish bolting this thing back together and get it done so it ain't all over my table, and I don't know, hook it up to some power and see if it's gonna smoke or run or what. So, but you have yourself a good rest of the day there, and you'll figure something out with her. I'm sure you two will come to some kind of agreement somewhere down the line. But anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSFZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
WSHF 567. Clear. Monitoring.
Roger that.
Hey, fuck Donald Trump. Where's Sherman? Come play. No one saw me.
Care to identify yourself?
Now, you know what time to identify myself?
Hey, Sam, get back to your sweet spot, man. You're breaking up.
WSHF 587, I'm calling from Holy Oak. Anyone copy? WSHF 587, I'm calling from Holy Oak. Anyone copy? ESFY587, clear. Station 359, WIUG 48. WIUG 48, clear.
Good afternoon, Jack, 488. You know I gotta get airwave at you one time, WSFZ 793.
Hello, Dave, and how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, sir. Doing very well. Wanted to ask you, I don't know here, let's just see how this works out. When I'm out here in the morning, most times when the conditions are right, you know, you got them all coming in from Ohio, up in the state, you know, places where they're hitting the repeaters via, you know what I'm talking about, when that stuff, when the DX rolls in. But I always find it in the morning on the days that it happens. I never find it in the evening. But it seems to me you seem to find it in the evening.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I missing something?
Yeah, because in the morning the wave comes in before the sun comes up. Then when it comes up a little bit at a time, that's when the wave comes in. In the evening, you gotta wait after like 7:30, 7 o'clock, 6:30, and from and on until about maybe 8 or 9 o'clock.
Okay, roger that. So I just was wondering, because I just happened to notice that you're always talking to these guys in the evening or calling out to them and stuff. And, you know, I'm listening on the same repeaters in the evening, you know, that you are and everything. And then, but I always find them in the morning. This morning it was rolling good. Made quite a few contacts and it was rolling really good this morning there, Roger.
In the morning, because see, today is Sunday and everybody home, and they usually get on that to find out. That's why. Oh, I got about 6-7 calls from there before in the morning too. You know, Toledo. Other ones besides Toledo, I get them all the time in the morning. Till about maybe 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Roger, that's about the right time, too. What you're saying right there, it's at 9:30 in the morning or so is when it starts to fade out a little bit, starts fading out, or maybe even a little earlier than that. But is it possible for an unlinked repeater through conditions to actually make it into a linked repeater?
Listen, the way it works this way, they got their own repeater there, and they use same PL, same numbers like 625, and that's how they come in here.
Yeah, Roger, and I realized too that the questions I just asked, I should already know the answer myself. For as much as I'm trying to, well, I ain't trying hard to learn about this, but for much as I learned being out here. But I just, yeah, that's another thing. And I guess you're right, if it's, that would make sense. If it's the same frequency and same PL tone, yeah, I guess it can happen. All right. All right, well, very good, Jack. I just wanted to get in there this afternoon to you and hope you're doing good. You're sounding good. Sound really good. And good to hear that. It's always good talking to you, and I hope you have yourself a good rest of the day there, my friend. And we'll speak later. WSSZ 793. I'll clear up yours.
Yeah, no problem, Dave. Anytime. No problem at all. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger that.
WSTU 844, who's looking for me? Is it Sam or is it Paul? 738. God, I wish I had an address. I'd go over the air and tell him where he lives.
Well, you might get a better response if you let them know that you're Shermanator.
Okay, this is the Shermanator. Who's looking for me? Yeah, I guess they're not safe enough to key up and tell who they are. So, I thought so. Yeah, they must be a woman or something, or want to be a woman or something. So, hey, thanks for the heads up. WSGU 844, I'm clear. Yeah, there's the wannabe right there. Are you a man or a mouse? Who are you really? Come on. Act your age, not your whatever size. WFTU 844, and you're illegal not doing your call sign when you talk.
No, I ain't the one. This is WRFK 359.
That wasn't him.
Sherman. Hey, that guy's legit. I thought that was him when he keyed up. Sometimes it's a little rough, but while I'm on here, while I got it keyed down, I'm just going to wave good afternoon to you. To you and Kelly. Hope y'all having a good afternoon over there. I'll let you back at it. WSRZ 793 listening.
It's been better, Dave. Well, I appreciate it. I had to stir the pot up, so I'm out for blood now. So WSGU 844, thanks.
Roger, Roger. No problem, my friend.
Robert, 359. Robert, you out there?
WRFK. I keep on doing the radio stations. The call is WRFK 359. Yes, this is it. This is me.
Robert, sounding good to hear. What's happening, Robert? Didn't hear you out there at all.
I was hooking up some other radios on my, my living room. I was putting up, radio. And I was looking at my scanner, and I was looking at all the, not school broadcast they want to be out there, you know. Network.
Yeah, Robert, I know what you're saying, but you're fading out a little bit. You must be on a handheld. Was that kid radio? Robert, you're not doing good.
Well, how's that? Is better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Anyhow, Robert, good to hear you out there. Take care. We'll talk again, Robert. WIUG 48.
WPK 314 monitor. I can't even remember my own call sign. My bad, I'm new to GMRS. WPKW 319 monitoring.
WSHR 566 WSGU 844. You got a copy out there, Sherman? You out there?
Couldn't hear that call sign, a bit staticky, but yes, I copy.
This is WSHR 56 calling WSGU 844.
Okay, now I can hear that. I'm just monitoring.
Copy that.
Station monitoring, WIUG 48, what is your location? Station out there monitoring, what is your location? Where are you located at? I'm over here in Rochester. Well, I guess no contact, WIUG 48, clear.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Station 566, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jack. How you doing today?
Very good. What a sunshine out there. And really no wind blowing, no nothing. It's very nice outside. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. It's a nice, beautiful day. It looks like the rest of the week is supposed to be nice, too, I think. One day it's supposed to be in the 80s. I think we're going to have an early fall this year.
You're right. You're absolutely right, because the weather, I don't know what's happening. The weather has been changing. Last week, a little bit chilly. Now it's getting up to 70, 74, and it's going to be in the 80s. I don't know how that weather changed like that.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just afraid that we're going to have a hard winter. We're going to have a lot of snow and cold. I just have a feeling.
You're probably right. You know, yesterday I was working on this two snowblower, trying to run it through and all that. The carburetor needed to be clean. I opened them up. And I left them alone. I got tired of it. And now I need a couple of things to be done with them, and you know, then put them away for the winter, for now, until the winter time comes in.
Yeah, copy that. It's good to get that stuff done before the last minute.
I got another snowblower that needs to be changed oil before it gets cold, and you cannot do that outside no more.
Yeah, copy that. I think I did mine last year, the year before, so I'll check it. If it needs it, I'll do it, but I think I'm good for this year yet.
Yeah, all right. Well, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG.
88. Nice talking to you, Jack. Have a good day and have a good rest of the weekend. Hope to talk to you again. WSHR 566, Square and Monitoring.
Hey, Jack. 488, WSH 922.
Yeah, 922. What's happening? I know you went for a ride without me, Roger.
Yeah, we went for a little ride. Just smoking some revs now. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing. I gotta go back to the garage. I gotta stretch some old bells and all that. You know, when you get pile them up, you gotta shred them, all of them. So that's what I gotta do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the flint repeater. I'm talking to you now in the Mayville, but something's messed up with it. It's just clicking on and off, like someone's keying it up and down just constantly, if that's all you hear.
Okay, favor, go on it, and I want to hear, because, you know, I might have to get the guy in the front to fix that.
Well, you're not going to hear me. If I go to the flint repeater, I can't get out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the flint repeater is not working the greatest, or it's not working at all.
It's not working at all. I can't hear anybody. All I can hear is it just keying up and then unkeying.
Alright, I'll put the word out, the flint repeater needs to be fixed, no problem at all. So what else?
Nothing else on my end. I thought you were buying a camper today.
I was going to come by, and you know what? I figured out that, no, I ain't going there. They're going to come to Novi, so I'm going to go to Novi. But I don't know when they're going to come to Novi.
Yeah, roger that. All right, Jack, I'll let you go here. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our Peter up here, but I can hear you on the Mayville, so we're all good. WSTH 922, we'll be clear after you.
All right, no problem, Greg. Yeah, I'll text whoever's out there. I'll text them, no problem. Tell them the problem. All right, we'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
WIUG straight 8, WSIC 866.
Go ahead, that's station 8.
Hey, that Marvac show is coming to Detroit. That'll be October 1st through Sunday, October 5th.
October 1st.
Yep, October 1st through the 5th at the Suburban Collection Showplace.
All right, sir, thank you very much. You have a good day. WIUG 48. I got it written down.
Okay, WSIC 866 is clear.
WSSZ 793, I'm back. Monitoring.
Hey, 793, this is WSEZ 387. How's it going, Dave?
Good afternoon, 387. Doing all right. Having a pretty good day here. Just, doing some stuff here and I had to get on the phone for a minute and do some stuff. Ain't heard you in a while, man. What's happening out there?
Yeah, I've been kind of busy. A lot of work and whatnot. Chores around the house. I just knocked out my yard work today and figured I'd try flying my drone that I bought yesterday, but made the mistake and got too close to my garage and ended up cracking one of the arms to it. So I'm feeling the donkey of the day.
Yeah, roger that. Well, then I was close. I was going to say, let me guess. Got it off, brought it down too hard, upside down, and cracked the propellers off of it. Usually that's the beginners running them drones, that's usually what happens. They end up tearing the propellers off of it. But, oh, you took an arm off. Did you break it, or is it repairable?
It's just cracked by the propellers. So, and it's a DJI, and those parts are kind of hard to come by. And I'm not not all that tech savvy, so might have to find somebody that could actually find the part that's needed as well.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it ain't something that little JB Weld or some two-part epoxy can remedy.
I'm not thinking so. Maybe I'll give it a shot. Worst comes to worst, I just gotta find a new arm, but it's worth a shot. I'm just licking my wounds for now.
Yeah, I mean, what do you got to lose? You know, it's broke already. Can't make it no worse. If it's plastic, well, I guess it was metal too.
You know, some of these guys are whizzes with these 3D printers, man. If you can't find a, I'm just wondering, I'm saying, if you can't find an arm for it, I wonder if one of these 3D printing whizzes could take care of that.
Yeah, that's an idea. I didn't even think about that. I'm not sure if it would work, but I'm sure somebody else has a better idea. That's definitely thinking outside the box, though. That's pretty cool.
That's about the only two things I could think of. I'm not savvy when it comes to that stuff. I love my JB Weld. I know that saved me, helped me out of a hell of a lot of problems. But, you know, I wonder if the arm that you get, if you have a 3D printer or something, has to be a certain weight or something, even with the rest of the arms, you know, so it doesn't throw the thing off. You know what I'm talking about? It has to be the same weight as the other arms. So everything's balanced. But, yeah, there's a lot of these 3D printer wizards out there that could, oh, yeah, give me 10 minutes, man, here, give me this piece of plastic. We'll zip you one right off right now.
Yeah, the aerodynamics or the physics involved in all that, I'm sure it would have to be a certain weight. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what a lot of guys can do with 3D printer. I'm attempting to try and get involved in that hobby, but I think I got enough hobbies. I could fairly keep up with EMRF and hand, so, and fishing and everything else.
Yeah, right, do that. Yeah, if you got a lot of hobbies going on, sometimes it's better to leave things like that up to the experts. But, Well, I'm pretty well, like I said, you know, if I guess right, you got one of two options. I'm sure that will straighten it out. Is either a little bit of two-part epoxy on there, or have somebody just print it. It's amazing what they do with these, like I said, with these 3D printers. It's amazing what they can do. And, you know, parts for things that are the way that have not been available for a million years. You know, these guys with these 3D printers, they can zip one right off and look just like the original part and everything. All depends on how you want it set up, but you know how it goes. But anyway, Wade, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side here, open up the network, and anybody else want to get in there and talk to you or talk to somebody else, you know. I don't want to be tying it up, haven't heard from you in a long time, man. It's good to hear from you again. And glad you're doing all right, man. You, just keep at it, man. That's how it works. Sounding good through the repeater, too. But you have yourself a good afternoon, my friend. And WSSZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
Yeah, great hearing from you as well. It's been a minute. Glad you're doing well. And you have a great day.
Roger, Roger, you too.
WSTH-280, how about it, 793?
Yeah, come on, it's calling me.
WSTH-380. Calling you about that repeater that you put me on to. You did me a call on that. I put it in one of my radios, and I want to see if it's okay.
I caught most of that. You're a little hashy. I caught most of what you said. Do you want me to give you a call? What?
On the S&K repeater.
Okay, which one is that?
Hertz. 330, I think it is.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's what I thought. That's how I thought you meant, but I wasn't sure because I never heard it called SNK or something. All right, man. I'll roll up there. I'll give you a holler. Sorry, my friend. It's bad. You're nothing but air noise. I can make you out a little bit. I heard you mention my name, but I don't know, man. You're in a bad spot somewhere because I can't make out what you're saying.
How about now, Dave? I switched receivers. I'm on the Detroit receiver now.
Yeah, like night and day. Like night and day, man. Beautiful. Coming beautifully. I didn't hear nothing on Kurtz, man. I listened for you, but nothing. It was dead.
Well, I got the message. I could hear you. It's on a little H3, so I might not be getting out, but I'm receiving, so it's working. I'll put it in the other radios now.
Yeah, Roger. You sure you got the PL phone set right?
Yes. I got the PL phone set right because I can hear you.
Well, I'm not sure if it works that way. Well, then again, no PL phones. You probably, if you're on the receive frequency or the transmit frequency of that repeater, even if you don't have PL phones, you should hear me. As long as I got PL phones and I'm going in, it's just if you don't have the PL phone, you know you're not going to keep the transmit part.
Well, if you will, switch back over to that, and I'll take this little H3 outside and see if it'll get to you then.
Yeah, all right, I'm gone.
WSOZ 793 back in the radio room listening.
got it on. Save, save, save. You got it on?
Yeah, go ahead. You gotta find your sweet spot, though. You're kind of rough.
Yeah, that's because I got my climbing shut down. I have to come down to Detroit.
Yeah, well, you're much better there. I can hear you good. What's up?
Like I said, they got my climbing shut down here. I'm calling for you. I'm on Clemens, and the repeater ain't even on.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Let's call and see how you're feeling. Hopefully you're feeling better now. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. I'm sitting there watching my buddy Shane go on YouTube and just hanging out there, okay?
Right on. Did Brenda make it back, or are they still on the
bottom for 8 9 or something? No, I made it back. I think they're out on the deck or something. A little while ago, I made it back. So I'm just sitting here watching YouTube. Probably be going to bed in a little bit. Starting to feel like it a little bit. Sunday. You know how I feel about Sundays.
No, roger that. No, I know you can watch YouTube videos and fall asleep and this and that. I'm about ready to pop in a movie and figure I'd give a quick holler out before I got one going, so.
Hey, Roger, what movie are you going to put in?
Oh, yeah, I got like, 500 of them. I'm going to pick something and put it on. I don't know. Either Mission Impossible or, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, right. I thought maybe you might already had one in mind or one already, on the choice, ready to go there. Yeah, a couple minutes ago, I thought about going over to Tubi and see if they have anything new in or anything that I haven't seen in a long time. You know, maybe see if they change their lineup around. I haven't gone there yet. I got into this video here with Shango and watching Shango here, and that's all I'm doing, just sitting back and watching the video and drinking my ice water and contemplating bedtime here somewhere up the road. But yeah, I'm all right. Everything's going pretty good. No complaints here, okay?
I know, roger that. Actually, you sound better now that I clicked out on Detroit instead of going through the other repeater. That's kind of odd that I down here, and actually you sound really good on this one, so now that I'm on it, so. Yeah, like I said, I know it's getting close to your bedtime, this and that, and I figured I need a quick holler out before I shut it down for the night, too, so. I'll let you get at it there, buddy, and, you know, hope you feel a little bit better, and have a good evening, and I'm sure I'll yap at you in the morning with WSMT 902, and I'm clear up to your final.
Yeah, hey, roger that, man. Well, I appreciate it, brother. I do appreciate all your help out and everything there. You sounded better on Detroit today. You're coming in really loud, man. Really good. I don't know. I can't remember if you sounded bad on Detroit before or what. I think there's something's wrong with the Mount Clemens anyway. I don't know what it is. I talked to Sean. Sean said he noticed something ain't right about it. But he'll get to it. He said he'll get to it. Whether he did or not, he said he'll get to it when he can. You know how it works. But whether he did or not, I don't know. But anyway, all right, my friend. Well, you have yourself a good evening, man. Relax. Get your movie rolling and, you know, have have yourself a good time there, hopefully. And I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime, because like I said, I'm going to hit the bed here in a few, and I'll be out here in the morning sometime there, I should, so. But anyway, thanks again. Have yourself a good evening, my friend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. WSZ 793, and I'm clear.
All right, for that. I'm sure you'll be nice and chatty tomorrow, so that's all good. Yeah, normally when I got in Detroit, if I was in the house, I had a hard time hitting it. But if I stand outside, which I am now, I'm on the backyard, I'm on media power, and it usually works a little bit better if I come outside. So, but yeah, you're right. When before, I've had issues with it. But either way, WSMC 902, and I'm clear.
WRZP 544 dead. You have a good evening. 902, you do as well. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Roger that, Sheboygan Bob. Hey, good to hear from you. Keep yourself there, buddy. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend, doing some barbecuing, and all the happy stuff that's going on. Have a great evening, sir.
All systems go. We got venison, stovetop stuffing, hominy, and red lobster biscuits. So yes, sir, all systems go here. Have a fine evening. WRCP 544.
Good evening, time to you, Sheboygan Bob 544, my good friend. Appreciate the good evening on your end, and hope you're having, hope everything's going good over there for you. And sound like a hell of a line up there on the food. They got me hungry again, sort of. But when the hell ain't I not hungry? Anyway, good evening time to you one last time. You have yourself a good evening. I'll probably speak on you tomorrow. I'll be out here sometime there, and I'm going to get ready to hit the bed here myself after I finish this video, so. Always great talking to you. You sound good. You sound really good as usual out there. So you take care of yourself, my friend. WSZ 793, and I'm out.
That, Dave. You know, always a pleasure to have you in my home and my receipt, Dave. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And again, safe and happy Labor Day to you and your family. WRCP, monitoring the frequency.
Roger, roger, Bob, 73, and I'm out.
WSFC 793, WSBM
993. Hey, come on, Chad, what's up?
You need a day to turn and get ready to sign out, but I'm trying to get my friend jumping in and saying hello. You have yourself a good rest of your evening. We'll talk with you again. Have yourself a good night. And talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993. We'll be clear and monitoring after yours.
All right, Chad. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the acknowledgement there. You have yourself a good night, too, my friend. Sounding good. Everything sounds like it's working for you, so always good to talk to you, even if it's for a short. Anyway, take care, my friend. We'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793, and I'm clear.
Roger, roger. Same to you, likewise. WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSGM 993 monitoring, Bay County.
WPWK 394, PWK 394. Anybody on the net?
WSBM 993, Merville monitoring.
WSBN 993. I have a question for you. Do you know what? This is a random question for you. Good mobile radios, good mobile radios, like 20 watts, like won't break the bank. I've been looking for one. I'm running on a Baosheng AR5RM right now. Do you know any of those? WSBN 993.
Radio Oddity, DB, D as in Bob, D as in boy. 20G, DB20G, Radio Oddity, for mobile radio, really good radio, that's what a lot of people use out here, really good radio, I would highly recommend it.
Thanks, yeah, I just got a CMRS, I plan on getting a CM license pretty soon, but yeah, I'm only 12, I love the thing. It's actually pretty cool. I just saw it on some random video. I'm like, that's something I might get into. So I invested in a Baofeng radio, and I just it kind of crashed my quad a bit. It stuck in a pot of wood. I'm gonna deflate the tires a bit, but yeah, though I'm fine right now. I got into the ham industry, so I'm looking to upgrade my radio. Thanks for the advice, man.
Yeah, Ron, what is your name and call sign there, and where are you calling from?
Not comfortable telling the name over to random people. My call sign is WPWK 394.
WPBK 394.
Sorry about that. That is WPWK 394.
My friend, you take care. Have yourself a good one. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring.
Yeah. Hey, my bad. I just cut my call. But, yeah, you heard my call sign, right?
Yeah, I kind of got it, but I didn't really catch all of it. Now, one more time.
Yeah, you're good. WPWK 394.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm over here in Saginaw, Michigan on the Saginaw repeater. Whereabouts are you located?
Dude, I'm all the way in Sterling Heights. I'm very, very, very far away. So what's the interpeter system? I need to go run in the truck, grab the charger. I left my dock in there. But, sound like, what, 200 miles away?
Copy that, Sterling Heights. All right there, yeah, definitely good talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk again. You have yourself a great evening. My name is Chad, C-H-A-D, WSBM 993. And you have yourself a good evening, and maybe we'll talk again. WSBM 993, clear.
WPWK 394, sign up. Yeah, WC9993, have a good night. My radio's literally about to die in like 2 seconds. Okay, have yourself a good night.
Station 394, WIUG 48, copy. Station 993, WIUG 48, copy.
Copy, Jack, go ahead, WSBM 993.
Wait, what was that,
cosign? You know, I'm driving, and I was trying to concentrate on the road with heavy traffic. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. I had them repeated a few times, but I didn't have anything either to write it down with, but... So I can't help you on that one, Jack. I apologize. Did you copy that, Jack? WSBM 993?
This is WPWK 394.
Something like that. I honestly wish I could help you. I really do, because I wanted to reference it on the computer to track it, but I unfortunately, Jack, I can't help us there.
WSFY 587 WIUGAA, copy.
Station out there, stand by for short. All right, Chad, no problem. But I can't find it. I'm trying to search it and I can't find it.
I will say this, though. There was somebody out here last night, though, about 11 o'clock, a little after 11. I don't know if it was the same person that was just, if it was the same one that was just talking a few minutes ago, or if it was somebody else. But I think it actually might be the same person. They actually gave a ham radio call sign last night that they were out here talking on the ham, on GMRS with a ham radio call sign. And I think it's the same exact person that was just on just a second ago.
Well, see, you're talking on the GMRS. That means you need to cosign that. MRS. Ham size is ham size. If he's got...
Sorry, Jack, I'm unable to copy any of your transmissions. Somebody's playing around out here, keying over you.
Copy that. SFY 57. Anyone copy?
WSBM 993 mobile will be clear and monitoring.
WSFY 587, clear.
This is WSIP 284 to WSBM 993. You copy?
WSBM 993. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Chad? I just wanted to say hello to you and Jack, but I concur it's likely the same person. That ham call they gave last night was valid, but this GMRS call they gave tonight comes up an expired thing out of Chicago.
come back on that? You said the call sign that they gave tonight was a expired call sign for GMRS?
Yeah, correct. We got big QRM out there, but it came up as a business call sign that expired in, like, 2012. That's if I had it correct anyways. What I had was Whiskey, Papa, Whiskey, Kilo.
I'll come back on that one more time, Alex.
Whiskey Papa, Whiskey Kilo is an expired commercial call sign.
Roger that. Okay. If that was the correct call sign, copy.
Yeah, that's correct. Roger that.
Breaking station, go ahead, WSBM 993.
Yes, sir, this is Kevin WCTR 566. Yeah, the kid that was on there, the call sign he gave was...
Kevin, not able to read you. We got somebody playing around out here, playing around games on the radio again, keying over people, making sounds into the radio, keying over people. They're bleeping you out or whatever, wiping right over you.
Copy that. Can you hear me now?
Two, playing around on the radio, a little kid. WSFY.
WRUU850, WSBM 993. WRUU850, WSBM 993.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, are you on the air? This is WSBM 993, copy.
That I am.
We got some yo-yo out here playing around, trying to talk. I don't know if you've been monitoring it, but it's really becoming an issue.
Okay, well, you know my my options. I'll just I'll listen and I'll just turn it off.
Copy that. I just wanted to let you know. I appreciate it. WSBM 993.
WIUU 850,
WIUG. How you doing, Jack? Very good. A little bit I don't know who was it. It was a woman or something that gave a wrong call sign on that GMRS. She gave WPWK 394. I checked it. It was nothing. No license issue.
Yeah, well, then I would say that the best course of action is don't talk to him.
So you guys here out there, if it's not the right cosign, don't talk to them.
This is WSFY 587. How will I know if their call sign is real or not, or if someone else using it?
We know how to check them, not you, but do we know how to check them?
Repeat that one last time.
sir, we didn't know where it is.
I'll be back. But keep me in your prayers if you don't mind. No, but I just got discharged from the hospital.
I know.
Voice. First time.
Alright, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Hi, John. Thank you. I'm just watching it anyhow, what's going on out there. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
WSFY 587.
Yeah, the thing to remember, Jack, is you're responsible for your operation. You operate responsibly according to your license, and you know, if you think the person you're talking to is legitimate, obligation to make sure. But if something tips you off, and you know, like if they come in and they say they're call signs, ABC 123, well, and then you shouldn't talk to them. But you don't have to go out of your way. Just make sure you're legal, and be reasonably comfortable the person you're talking to is legit. You don't have to take it any farther than that.
Hi, Sam. Good to hear you out there. Take care. WIUG 48.
Alright, so sorry to all the people that want to enjoy it, Mount Clemens, but it's going off the air. Possibly more, but we're going to start with the Clem. Alrighty, the Clem's off network. Next step will be to shut it down, but right now it's off network.
WRUG 488 from WSBM 993.
WRUG 488,
Jack. I'm guessing we're still linked, is that right?
Jack? Yeah, we're still late, no problem. But yeah, listen, we pay $35, right? And so we pay. But we got a lot of radio checks and everything else. Do you want something to call? Why somebody else got a couple of free? Do you want some free fees or they want this and they want that? So it's not such a thing. I was never here.
Understand any of that transmission, Jack. It was all static. WSBM 993. Copy, Jack. WRUG 488 from WSBM 993. Copy. WRUG 488 WSBM 993. Copy. No copy on 488, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRUG 488 from WSBM 993, copy, Jack. WSBM 993, monitoring.
WSBT 667 monitoring.
Canadian 667, WSBM 993, copy.
Yes, sir, I have a good copy on you, 993.
Hey, sir, down there. I wanted to jump in and say hello. Sounding really good. Where you at?
You blasted my ear off. Sounds like you're right next to me.
I copy that. I'm located in Saginaw. I'm a Saginaw repeater. What about yourself?
-993, negative on that last transmission.
Yeah, so I'm located over here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater machine. What about yourself? And did he copy?
-993, WSDT 667. I'm having a hard time picking you up here.
Yeah, are you able to hear me now?
WSBM 993, you have a good one. I'm going to be back monitoring. WSDT 667.
667, you cannot copy?
I got a copy on that one.
I said, I'm located in Saginaw. I'm a Saginaw repeater. What about yourself?
I'm talking off the Flint repeater.
Copy that. Yeah, you're sounding really good over this way. Sounding real good.
Well, thank you, sir. You always sound very loud out there.
Copy that one. Well, you have yourself a good evening there, my friend, and maybe we'll talk again sometime. You take care for the evening there. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours.
WSBM 993, 73 to you and yours, and have a safe one. I hope tomorrow is a good Labor Day for you. WSDT 667, we're back monitoring.
This is WSDT 444. Can I get a radio check, please?
Station 444, loud and clear on the Saginaw repeater, WSBM 993, copy.
Yep, copy. I just tested out a new antenna I just put up, just seeing how it was coming in. I'm hitting the Detroit repeater right now, and just seeing how it was coming in.
Copy that, for sure. You said you're on Detroit repeater?
Yeah, right now I think the Mount Clemens repeater is shut down right now from the network, but the Detroit repeater is still on, so I figured I'm in Roseville. Usually I'm on the Macomb repeater, but this is my first time actually trying the Detroit repeater.
Roger that. You on an HT or you on a Mobile?
Nope, I'm on a, it's called a K5 Beltang. It's a 10-watt, and I have an antenna that's approximately 18 feet in the air.
Copy that. So you're on a handheld then with an antenna 18 feet in the air then, definitely. Definitely working for you, man. Sounding really good. I'm, like I said, I'm in Saginaw, located on the Saginaw repeater, and sounding really good this way, man.
Yeah, so far I'm pretty happy with the results. I've talked to people like 20 miles away already on Simplex. No kidding. Crystal clear, like they were standing next to me. So I'm thinking I can talk actually a lot further than that.
Copy that. Well, you must be doing something right then or whatever, because it's definitely doing good for you if you're doing that, for sure. Simplex as well, so for sure. Well, that's great, man. My personal is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Name is Chad, and call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. What about you?
Name's Ken, out of Roseville, and I'm WSDG 444, and I'm monitoring all the time. I just don't have much chance to really get on here and talk to guys, so, but I'm always monitoring.
Yep, copy that, Ken. Well, always good to hear from you and talk to you. That's great. Hopefully we can do it again, and all is well over here, and you're definitely doing really well, and it's working for you. You have yourself a great evening, and a good Labor Day tomorrow as well, and hopefully we'll talk soon. WSBM 993 will be clear.
Yeah, same to you, man. You have a good weekend. And this is WFDG 444, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for coming back. Thanks. Clear.
Hey, 444, WSAL 946 here.
Yep, this is WSDG 444. Copy.
Yeah, I was monitoring there, and looks like you got a new antenna up. I'm in Roseville also, so I clicked over to, well, I guess you could call it Simplex, but I was listening to your broadcast on 467, and you were clear as a bell. You must be like really close to me. I'm in Roseville also.
Yeah, I'm 12 in Grossbeck, man. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where you're at, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, 11, right off service drive between Grossbeck and Gratiot.
Oh yeah, you're not far at all. Can you go to channel 7 Simplex for a minute?
I cannot. My radio's not programmed. I got one Simplex channel in there. If I give me a second, I'll see what it is. I think it's 462650, but I'm not sure. Yeah, 650. My radio says it's channel 19. We can try that if you can go to 462650.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll switch over right now. This is WSDG 444, clear for now.
WSAL 946, clear.
Thank you.
my bad. My little brother got a hand to my walkie and started pressing buttons out of curiosity. My bad.
A 12-year-old, you're not supposed to be talking without a license. WSAO 946, I'm monitoring.
I did it. Yes. Woo.